All right. Welcome, everyone, to ZGP Power Hour number 169. Today, we're playing a little trivia.
Where's the story?
We got a lot to get through today.
Are we not live?
We're live. We're not going to be able to see us, can all see us, and they will be able to see the questions. We'll need this, because you need to see the questions, and I'm going to read them, but you'll be able to see them up there as well. So, going down the line, first contestant, we got Boosted Bo. Next up. Oh, I went the wrong way. Of course.
Let's start over.
First consent. I am a horrible host.
You want him to be the host?
So we got Redline Ryan, Turbo Tim, and Boosted Beak.
Boosted Bo. How many margaritas have you?
I haven't even touched it.
The margaritas
you
are
talk
strong.
About me having multiple drinks? You better worry about him.
Oh, all right. So, it's going to be semi-traditional Jeopardy style. If you buzz in first, you get to answer. If you get it wrong, you get negative points.
Oh, boy.
So just keep that in mind.
Ooh.
It'll go to the next buzzer, and then after an appropriate amount of time, we'll move on if no one's got it. There is one daily double, and then at the final, we will have the final Jeopardy question where you can wager as much as you have or nothing.
Okay.
Just depends on how you want to play the game.
All right.
So to kick it off, to figure out, since we have no returning winners, next time we will have one. We're going to do a little question. We'll go down the line. Closest without going over, what year was my Saturn SW2, my first car? Whoever wants to start, go ahead.
92.
All right.
94.
All right.
I was going to say both of those.
You should have went.
Without going over, you said?
Yep.
I'll do 95.
All right. It was 1998.
Yep. I thought it was, that was probably too early. All right.
I don't know, old S-boxes? What do you mean?
Well, it's his age. You got to think about his age.
Oh, yeah. 92, he was like 4.
Yeah. As soon as I said,
first car in 90.
Pretty much.
So
pretty
two.
Much.
Yeah, so two, even worse. Yeah.
Yeah, first car was a 98, second one was a 93. Anyway, Mike, if you want to get the game rolling here, we're going to run through the categories first. God. We got the whole shindig here, boys.
Oh, my God.
First category, good old classic ZZP.
All right.
Next category, we have General Motors.
Okay.
Pretty broad. Third category, we have milestones in motion.
All right.
So things that have happened within the automotive realm. Fourth category, we have motor racing.
Cool.
And final category, we have automotive pop culture, which you can all imagine what at least one question in there will be about. So, Bo.
ZZP 200, let's do it.
ZZP 200, all right. Developed for Zoom's own Grand Prix. This was the first product. Oh, you went too fast, Mike. Did you know?
Oh, my God.
I figured you got it. All right.
Mike, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, he double-clicked. All right.
Guys,
for those,
I'm sorry. We don't know what we're doing around here.
This is obviously a new concept, so we're going to work through some bugs.
Plus, I'm sweating.
Oh, yeah, we still have no AC up here, so it's going to get warm.
It feels great to me.
All right, Bo.
Port throttle back. I get to choose again?
You get to choose again. It's your turn.
ZZP 400.
ZZP 400. ZZP currently has this many vehicles in its active fleet.
It's a biased
question.
Let's see if he gets it right.
56.
Unfortunately, that is not true.
I need to update my spreadsheet.
On to you guys.
What is 52?
Yeah!
Oh! Somebody's getting replaced.
Oh, you know the problem? I was counting construction.
Yep.
Whatever.
Doesn't count ZZP construction. I should have said that.
It's all right.
That's fair. All right. Tim, your choose.
General Motors for $200?
All right. In 1997, General Motors car... Oh, really? I think that was Tim.
What?
What is a 1997 Pontiac Grand Prix?
Yeah, that's it.
Wide track.
Boosted beast. Wide track advantage.
All right. Are you keeping score? Yeah, I got the score here. Do we want me to read the entire question? Or do you guys just want
to
look?
I think you should have to read the entire question, because that's how you do in Jeopardy.
Well, if you read the question, we're all gonna hit the button at the same time.
Yeah, you're all gonna know.
It's hard.
It's tough. Some of them are a little long-winded.
In Jeopardy, you can buzz in while he's asking the question.
Okay.
Well, then that's...
We'll proceed.
Just read it.
Like that. All right, Tim, your choose.
Motor racing for $200, boys.
All right. Known for its dramatic crashes and tight competition, this annual NASCAR event is referred to as the Big One.
What is the Daytona 500?
Unfortunately, not. Bo.
Talladega.
Talladega.
Yeah, fair. All right, well, I'm minus 200.
All right. Bo's got another 200. Brings him up to nothing.
NASCAR?
So happy it was NASCAR, not F1. Yeah.
All right, Bo, what do you got next?
You know what? Let's hit motor racing for 400.
All right. This annual 24-hour endurance race. Bo, what do you got?
24-hour endurance race held in France, the Le Mans.
24-hour of Le Mans is correct. Mike, apparently I should have written two whole things because we are flying through this.
All right.
I guess we're 8 minutes in. That's not too bad for how we're doing.
We'll just go back to regular casual.
Yeah, then we'll go back to chaos as always. All right. But what do we got next?
Let's try Miles in Motion 200.
Milestone.
Taking it easy.
In 1921, GM discovered that tetraethyl lead was cheap to produce and began using it as a blank additive in gasoline to reduce engine knock, later being linked to neurological problems. I saw Tim hit it first.
What is lead octane boost?
Octane. That is correct. We'll accept that.
Oh, octane boost. Okay.
All right. So, Tim, you are up.
Automotive pop culture for 200, please.
In the movie remake, Gone in 60 Seconds, this is the nickname given to the 67 Ford Shelby GT500.
What is Eleanor?
Yeah! Ryan in for 200.
Even finally.
Well, yeah, he got 200 points, yeah. But, you know.
What do you get to pick next?
Now you get to pick, Mr. D.
ZZP for 1,000.
For a G.
I ain't scared, y'all. I'm ready to do
all
this.
All right. ZZP for 1,000. Go ahead and hit it, Mike.
Hang on.
Nope. He's triple clicking and quadruple clicking.
Somebody set the Japanese music
to
make him hear it.
Oh, you might have to mute the PowerPoint window. Uh-oh. We didn't expect this.
We need to add this to the Christmas party.
It's pretty good, actually, yeah.
Let's see if this is better.
All right.
All right, CCP for 1,000?
Yep.
Here we go. This is our daily double question. Year to date, this product has the most sales by overall volume, and this product has the most sales by gross sale value.
Supercharger coupler.
And it's two separate products. So you have...
Supercharger oil.
You got one of them right.
You gotta get the whole thing.
You gotta get both. Yeah, I was just gonna double the points if you got it right.
That's fine. Well, I didn't even
if you get it wrong, it's only negative 1,000. So Tim is... in deep waters right now. All right, Ryan, did you click in?
I did not. I did not click in.
Nobody. This is 2,000 points on the line. I'll give it. So within the question, you got overall volume. So the most product sold, mm-hmm. and then the highest gross sales value, the most revenue year to date.
There's so many products, though.
There are so many products.
3,000 products I'm looking at. Oh, my God. I
got a lot of guesses, but I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to lose 2K points.
We want to tap out?
I'll tap out for it. I'm going to deep waters, boys. We get the hard question.
So the coupler was the first part.
Was
the volume?
Yep.
I never said that.
Okay.
Did you tell the answer? I'm sorry.
Nope.
No.
Tim, you... Yeah, yeah.
All right. Tim had half of it right. Supercharger oil.
Oh.
And the ZGP W body coilovers.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
I would have guessed an older product.
Yeah,
so.
Yep. Right? Wow. All right, Mike.
Right, so who chooses this one?
They still got Jeopardy music on? Okay. Well, either way, thanks for sticking with us through the growing pains. So you chose,
I chose
the last one, so it's back to you.
Okay. ZZP for 800.
ZZP for 800. This ZZP car currently holds the company record for the most wheel horsepower per liter, beating out the previous record by 8 wheel horsepower.
Two-tone.
Oh, dang it! Dang it, that was the old record!
Right.
Ah! I forgot! Can I do it
so
again?
So this is going to be the red ATSB.
No. Also wrong. Tim, did you buzz in before these guys?
No, I buzzed in after all of them. I'm going to say Matt's Black L&F.
Wow. No.
Did I not?
No, right. You can't go back and do a second one.
You can't go back and do a second one? I don't know.
No,
is that a rule?
It has to be going. It has to go now. It has to go away.
All right. It's the drag Sonic.
It's the drag Sonic.
Beat two-tone by 8 wheel horsepower per liter.
Oh, per liter. That was precious.
That
okay.
was it. All right, so I got to give everyone negative 800 here.
Hey, that's good. Across the board.
Dang.
So am I still choosing again?
The words came out of my mouth, and I was like, no.
No. With me, I was going to guess that anyway, so fine.
Ryan, it's you again.
ZZP for 600. We'll get one of them.
All right. Zoom considers this car to be his favorite when it comes specifically to the exhaust note.
Mustang.
Yep.
Ford Mustang.
Would be the, yep. He talks about the
one from Transformers.
Like all the time. Yep. That took me a second. You were good on the upkeep there.
All right, Bo, what are you picking next?
General Motors 400.
GM introduced a small block V8 in this year.
That is a hard one.
I don't know, small block. What is it? Is it made before? Is it a V8 before 97? I don't know that.
It's well before that.
I'm sure.
So I got to answer, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
No.
Then you don't have to answer.
It's
400 points.
I'm tapping out. I don't know.
$1 or whatever the heck we're winning.
Nobody knows this?
Nobody knows this?
No. I don't know. I've never cared to learn small block and big block stuff.
Not even Turbo 10?
Nope.
I thought Tim would know. All right. The year was 1955.
I would have guessed like 83 or something.
I will remember
like
that, but.
Dan North
knew it. Hey, excellent.
Matt Meekoff was 3 years
off. Oh, did he do 52 or 58?
58.
Okay. All
I
right.
I was going to guess 57, but.
Hey, that would have been a good guess, but wrong.
Wrong.
All right. Who's choosing?
Bo.
Probably me.
Bo again, yeah.
Yep.
Let's do General Motors 600.
All right. This subsidiary of General Motors, established in 1989, was discontinued in 1997, making it the shortest-lived, wholly-owned modern GM brand.
Pontiac.
Nope. Shortest-owned.
Yeah, with this
89 to
97.
It only ran for 8 years. Think of early 90s GM cars that you never see any of them anymore.
Oldsmobile?
No!
I was going to say that too.
Established in 1989? Oldsmobile was like 1902. What was this, Mike 600? I got to give everybody here.
I didn't say anything.
I know, not you.
You are better off not answering.
I was gonna say, I don't know. I'm tired.
Nobody's gonna have anything to wager.
Yeah.
The chat knows.
Gosh.
What? Hold on.
8 years. Think of a really obscure car brand that GM owned.
For
they made small
years.
Cars. Nothing big.
Geo.
Yes!
Hey!
The Geo Metro, the Geo Storm,
yeah.
The Geo Tracker.
Hell yeah.
All right, Ryan, that was 600 points for you. You're looking
coming
the best
back,
right
man.
Now.
Yeah, yeah,
at like negative 200?
Let's see, Ryan
I
is...
I should be positive now. No.
Zero.
All right.
Yeah. Even, Mike.
Nope, sorry, negative 200. Yep.
Fuck.
Let's see. Tim is at negative 1600. And Bo is negative 400. Negative 400. So Tim is in the lead. Or no.
No.
Ryan's in the lead.
I'm in the lead.
With negative 200.
We're going back. Is this like golf?
Yeah. Handicaps.
Right. Okay. Get me Armor Pop Culture for 400.
All right. Released in 1983, a Prince song peaked at number 6 on the U.S. Billboard featuring this vehicle in the title of the song.
Can you have me put...
Pink Cadillac?
No!
Jesus. I'm going to guess and tell Brian.
I'm never negative 1600. It doesn't matter.
Holy
so.
Cow.
It's... Dude, Michigan Sound okay. was betting on you, too.
Think of famous Prince songs. There's like two that everybody should know. And one has a car.
I didn't listen to Prince until you gave me the first song of, I've heard of it like 2 months ago. I was like, I'm not doing it.
I hope somebody in the chat knows.
Yeah.
Pass that down here.
I mean, Google.
They All right, Google. Well, it appears that everyone is passing. It's Little Red Corvette.
Never
heard. What? Never heard of that song. No.
Really? Okay, well.
I think I've heard of the term. Okay, wasn't a Prince fan.
Okay. Ryan, it's your turn. I'm on choose again.
600.
Hey. All right. Automotive pop culture, 600. In the movie Transformers, this type of car is what the automobile... Let me finish the whole question. Transforms into in its original form before upgrading to the Chevy Corvette. Camaro. Who?
Tim
was first.
Volkswagen Beetle?
Yes! Nice. Volkswagen Beetle for 600.
This type of car. Thank you. Wait.
It was before he transformed into the Camaro. Remember, he was in the junkyard?
I
yeah.
think that's what he is in the cartoon.
Yeah, he's down in the cartoon, but in the movie.
In the movie.
He pulls in the Bernie Mac's car lot as a Beetle.
Yep.
And then transfers over to the Camaro.
Yep. I see. There was a very.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
That's why I said listen to the whole question.
Yep.
They're getting a little trickier.
They are. All right, Tim.
What do you got?
Milestones in motion for 400.
Tim, put the number up.
The United States' first speeding ticket was issued in 1904 for going this speed.
These are not easy.
Randy read through them, and he's like, oh, they're glad I'm not up there because I knew all of these. All right, so think about 1904. Cars are like buggies.
I have an idea, but I'm scared to say because I'm not confident.
Horses were faster than cars
I'm
at this
win.
Point.
You better be real confident.
You got to be the exact speed?
I'll give
within
I'll
five?
Give closest without going over.
Oh, so you all have to guess.
No. Do we lose points if we guess wrong?
If you're the only one to guess and you don't go over, then you get it. All right, Bo.
You can't say
what
it.
Do you got?
I'm going to guess 29 miles an hour.
I'm going to guess 35 miles an hour.
Okay.
I'm going to guess, what was your guess?
29.
28.
Well, you're all wrong. It was 12 miles an hour.
I was closest, right?
The speed limit was 10.
Nice.
What year was that?
1904.
How did they measure that right? back in 1904?
Wow. Probably somebody running next to it.
12.
All right, so that's negative 400 for everybody.
Deal.
Thanks for talking us into that, Tyler.
This is brutal.
This is brutal, but it's you know.
All right,
it's going pretty
I'm learning
good.
A little bit.
Is it back to me?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go General Motors for 800.
Oh God, Tim.
This GM division, founded in 1911, specializes in luxury vehicles and boasts the slogan "Standard of the World."
What is Cadillac?
Yes.
Oh, I guess. I totally guess. I'm like, I
it's
guess.
A good guess. That's yeah. what I would have guessed. It's a good 800 points.
800 points. That's a big swing at this point. All right, Ryan, what do you got?
Automobile pop culture. 800.
800. This vehicle has appeared most frequently in the Fast and the Furious franchise, appearing in the original and 6 other installments.
What is Toyota Supra? It's not the Supra?
It's not the Supra.
Oh, I know what it is. Fuck.
What, a Nissan Skyline?
No.
What? I'll do it again.
Oh, I know what it is.
I'll do it again.
Oh, I know
what it is.
When it's a Dodge Charger.
Yep.
Dodge Charger.
Yep.
But you don't get that.
Yeah, so you get zero.
I'll take zero.
That's fine.
That's fine.
We'll give you zero for that.
I'll take zero.
Yeah. It's been in seven of the different movies.
Yeah, because the thing about it was in the first, and then he's had it as a hero car in every movie.
Almost every movie, yeah. And then there was the Dodge Chargers that hauled the bank vault, and, you know. So that was a tricky one. All right.
It wasn't Too Fast, Too Furious.
What's that?
Or wasn't Tokyo Drift too at the end?
It was not. Yep. It wasn't the Charger.
No, it wasn't the Charger.
It wasn't the Charger in Tokyo Drift.
Vin shows up, but he's not.
He's not a Charger. He's in a different thing. He's in not an El Camino. It's something else. It's a weird car.
Yep. That was a Charger at the end.
Not terrible.
We'll run it back after the show.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan. Guess, since you got it wrong, not wrong. Go ahead.
We're going for an automotive popcorn for $1,000.
In 2001's The Fast and the Furious, this engine component is what Paul Walker's character Brian O'Connor fried in his Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Fried piston rings.
I knew Ryan would get that.
Fried the piston rings. Me and the mad scientist got to take apart the block and replace the piston rings that you fried.
There it is. I knew it. All right, Ryan. You're on a roll.
All right. I'm going to start knocking some of these out. I'm going to get Tim a little scared. Motor racing for $1,000.
$1,000. This record quarter mile time for a 3,800 Grand Prix is still held by ZZP's Matt Meekoff.
8.6.
8.6.
8.6 and a quarter mile, baby.
Do you know the mile per hour?
Extra points or no extra points?
No, I don't know.
It's 150 something, 160 something?
159.
I'm going to say, I remember that.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. All right. What do we got next?
General Motors for a K.
All right. GM introduced this vehicle in 2005 after purchasing a 20% interest in Fuji Heavy Industries in 1999.
I find it's a trick question. I have an idea. I find it's a trick question.
2005. It was in production for 2 or 3 years. Just think of Fuji Heavy Industries. What might that represent in terms of car brands? Weird crossover cars. It's not a crossover.
Okay.
But it was a GM vehicle, but it wasn't. You get
2005.
If you get what I'm putting down here. A rebadged something.
Yeah.
I think you got it, Ryan. Yeah?
Pontiac Vibe?
No!
No!
Yes.
Don't hype me up like that. I was like, ooh, it's a Toyota. It's rebadged.
Very close. Very close.
No idea.
No idea?
I'm still winning, so it's
the
okay.
The Saab 92X. The Saabaru. It was a WRX.
Oh, the W Fuji.
Fuji Heavy Industries was Subaru.
Nice.
Yeah, Subaru.
I couldn't find it in my brain there.
Yep.
All right. Ryan, it's still you. We got 5 questions left, plus Final Jeopardy.
I'm feeling confident right now. Mazda's Emotion, 1,000. I'm not going to get this
1,000.
One.
All right.
I'm going to mess it up.
In 1962, GM introduced this car, making it the first series production car with a turbocharger.
Corvair.
Wrong.
Yes! Yes! Payback!
No?
We talked about this in the Alpha Cloud.
We did, yeah.
Introduce the star and make it the first series.
Not confident enough.
I was confident in the Corvair.
You were. It's not the Corvair, though. No guesses from?
I don't know old cars. These are all 30 years too old.
Mike was just talking about this, Mike. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and hit it, Mike. It's the Oldsmobile Cutlass Turbo Jetfire.
What is it? Turbo Jetfire?
That's what they called it. The Turbo Jetfire.
What is...
If I recall, that used window washer solvent as an intercooler.
Myth.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
You're right.
I knew the car. I just wasn't 100%.
Yeah.
It's 1,000.
All right, so I'm going to go Milestones in Motion for 800.
800.
Keep you guys scared down.
In the 1950s, this innovation by General Motors revolutionized driving convenience by introducing the first mass-produced automatic transmission. What was that automatic transmission called? They still use this term to this day. The term for this type of auto.
Man, I am so...
Hydromatic?
Yeah!
I wasn't for sure of myself.
I'm just guessing.
Transmission.
I was too afraid of the negatives.
Hell yeah. Let's do Motor Racing 800.
There we go, Bo.
All right, this person holds the world record for a four-cylinder in the quarter mile using an Ecotec-based engine with a time of 5.828 at 242 miles per hour.
That person's name or the shop's name?
Their name. But if nobody else can guess anything else, I suppose. Yeah, half points for the shot. It's a red car.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, we all know the car.
He's Canadian.
Yep. I know exactly the car, but now I'm also not confident in the name of the shot that I had in my head. I'm like, because it's the name of a city, so I'm like.
It's a good thing Matt's not up here, because he'd be killing
the dragway that he may or may not work at.
It doesn't help.
A lot of negative points. Well, go ahead and guess.
No, I'm good.
I learned my lesson.
All right. Nobody? It's Carl Brunette.
Yep.
It's Naperville Racing, right?
Yep.
God.
You would have had half points. You could have had it. So close. All right, we got two more.
Let's finish up Motor Racing 600.
This prestigious event is held annually on the Mediterranean Sea's northern coast and has been a staple of the Formula One calendar since 1929. It's a race. In Formula One.
This is all you, Tim.
Yeah.
No, it's only him.
1929. It's been going on a long time. Just think of prestigious affairs within Formula One.
It's a race they do every year, right?
Every year.
Yeah. Monaco.
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't think of it.
Yeah, name. I was trying. I was talking to him, and then it came to me. Monaco, yeah.
Nice.
Monaco Grand Prix.
All right, Ryan.
But you know, we got to do the last one.
Last one. On November 1st, 1982, Honda became the first Japanese automaker to produce automobiles in America when this model rolled off the assembly line in Marysville, Ohio.
Well, that's too obvious. Right. That's too obvious. I can't do it.
Somebody's got to do it. It's easy.
Never.
No!
Fuck! Don't do that!
I went way back earlier than that.
Yep. Won Motor Trend's Car of the Year for many, many years.
You hit it! Say it!
Oh, come on! There's two cars that Honda makes!
Honda Accord.
Yes!
Hey, I'd rather Tim get it.
Oh, boys. All right.
That was tough.
If you want to chat amongst yourselves. Let me add this up.
Count
for our China
negatives.
Final Jeopardy.
That was fun, man.
That was I did like that, but holy crap! So I remember in the comments, you were the most guaranteed to win. Bo was second.
Yeah, I called it in the office. I said Ryan Derrick's taking this. Pulp culture is your lane.
Yeah, that was kind of my lane. Tim called that too. Yeah,
the pressure. There's a lot of pressure. Like when they say it, and you're like, and I'm like, well, I couldn't think of Monza.
Yeah,
like, I couldn't think of Monza.
Tyler's
like,
hints get you thinking, and then you're like, oh, I know.
I'm like,
And then you take one negative 1,000, and you're like, I'm not pushing that button. Never pushing that button.
But see, that's what you do. You go to the high ones first, get everyone else guessing wrong. Yeah.
That was
my bad.
Oh, that was great. No,
I'm just bummed I didn't get the dang ZZP highest horsepower per cubic inch one.
Yeah.
I'm mad about that.
No, the cubic inch screwed me up.
Real horsepower.
Yeah, that screwed me up.
It was like 545 to 540 or 538, something like that.
Yeah.
Because it was 641 on the Sonic and 898 on two-tone, but 2 liters.
Yeah.
Yep, it's 2 liters.
All right, so we got 16.
Did we count the red one ever? I wonder how much the red one was.
It's less because 3.6.
Yep.
All right, so We got, in third place, Timbo B with negative 1,200. Mr. Bo Cobb in second with negative 1,000. And with a positive score of 1,200.
What?
Wow.
Dude, 2,200 gap?
Yeah, 2,400 gap between
Turn up the boost.
All right, now to make it interesting.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. I want to win this one. I need a V this week.
We'll give these guys with negative points.
Can you guys see the chat now?
Yep. Yes, we can. Hi, chat. Mr. Sound Wizard, you bet against me. I saw you in the chat. You bet against me.
Well, apparently we need Matt Meekoff up here.
No, we don't. We don't need
because he would walk away with it.
Yes, he would. Matt's good at this stuff.
All right, so what do we think? You guys are down. I mean, it's Ryan could just bet zero, and then it would be no fun. Or we give you guys 600, so you can bet 600, have a potential for 12. So it means Ryan has to bet one point.
Don't do it.
But that means all three of you have to get it right.
Don't do it.
Now that I know these questions are much more difficult than I thought, let me reread this.
You said mine were all too easy.
Yeah. Well.
Look, Tim, Mr. Sowers is on your team. You are the GOAT.
Okay, yeah, this is my bad. This is gettable.
Sorry about
this
that.
This is gettable.
So are we doing the bet what you got? So they can bet negative 1,000 and hope to go to zero?
I don't think it works like that.
Bo and I
are swiping our credit cards to pay this.
Yeah.
Let them bet the points they have, and they can at least balance it out to be zero.
All right. Okay. That sounds good.
I'm good with that.
All right. So, Tim, you want to bet what you got?
Yep.
Could be zero. Ryan, how much you want to
bet? Zero.
Oh, really?
Yep. I'm doing the boost.
Okay. Hey, that's all right. Zero. Same. All right.
So this is pointless.
Yes. we're about the win here, boys.
Yep. All right, final Jeopardy question. Oh, you guys got to think it in your head.
Okay. Oh, we got doom.
Oh, wait. No. Here.
Write it down.
We'll write it down.
Okay.
Yeah, do we have pens?
I got one pen. We can pass it down.
Ah!
Got it.
Sorry, you're catching in the lights.
Yeah. I lost it.
Thick.
All right, sheet of paper for everyone. This Pontiac model, introduced in 1958, holds the title of the longest running nameplate in the brand's history, beating out another model by just 1 year. Name that model.
Ooh, is this a tricky guy?
It's doable.
Ooh, but it ended early.
This and the other model ran for at least 45 years. One beat it by 1 year.
I'm looking
for the longest running.
Only got like.
I know it's
guess.
One of two.
It's one of two.
I know, both of them. 50-50 shot here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, you can see. Sorry, where I was already at.
I was already. It's too late. We saw it already. Might as well leave it open. But those are my two guesses.
I'll have you guys read them off, starting with Ryan.
Grand Prix.
Ryan says the Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
Tim also says Grand Prix. Oh. Bo says the Grand Prix.
It's Bonneville.
It's the Bonneville.
So right. It's either going to be Bonneville or Grand Prix.
So the Bonneville must have been a lot earlier.
The Bonneville was earlier, but it ended sooner.
Yep.
And then the Grand Prix let out like three
years. Bonneville
was
58 to 2005.
Yep.
And Grand Prix was 62 to 08. So it was beat it by one model year.
So it don't matter even if I guess zero.
That was a good question.
If only they were counting the G8.
Yeah. That's a G8. That's not a Grand Prix.
The G8 was rear-wheel drive.
Yeah,
it's a GTO.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good question.
That was a very good question. That I was like, ooh, it's either Bonneville. I feel like it was a trick question. I feel like it was a Bonneville.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got 20 minutes to BS up here. I think that went pretty well. I thought that was
good. That was very good, and I was shook.
I was shook.
I was scared.
Obviously, Ryan D comes away with the victory with 1,200 points.
Positive, baby.
Yeah.
Win a positive.
Cheers to winners.
It's not a good feeling hitting that button and saying something. And Tyler goes,
So the next time we do this, are we going to have the winner and then two new people?
Oh, that's a good question. I think we have.
Do not bring Matt Meekoff up here. Do not bring Matt up here. He will never leave.
Matt Meekoff is going to be the Ken Jennings.
Yeah.
And it'll be 30 years from now, and he's like,
and he's still here.
Yep. But yeah, so next time we'll make the questions a little easier. I think a couple were long-winded and goofed up in the way they were said.
I thought the questions were fine.
Yeah?
I thought the questions...
You got the charger wrong. Two of you got the charger wrong.
It was a bit of a trick because your mind goes straight to the Supra.
Well, because the Supra has appeared in a lot of them. Even if it's in the background, it's in almost every movie. There's a Supra. Even if it's not the orange one, it's a white one.
Yeah.
For Paul's white one. It's in almost... I think it might be equal with the charger. If you look at it, it's in scenes.
Now, I did get this info from the Fast and Furious Wiki fandom page.
Ah.
Could be wrong, could be right.
I really liked the ZZP questions. Those are my favorite.
Those were the good.
Yeah.
I am... honestly upset that you beat me to the Zoom question. I have had drunken rants with Zoom when he used to have his house parties at his condo about how good the money... He literally quieted the whole party down. You remember this. He quieted everyone, listen to this car. And he turned on a Transformers movie. And he will.
It's the cop Transformers, right?
Yes.
To punish and enslave.
Yep.
he will play the movie. He started when playing the movie. He's like, listen how good it sounds. I'm going to get him on stage just to make it sound like this. I'm like.
Yeah.
But no, the history questions, I will never get those.
Those were tough.
If you do 2000 stuff.
Yeah.
That's when obviously I started getting into it. But the history, I'm never going to get that.
Yeah, the old Cutlass Turbo Jetfire probably could have been 1,000.
Yeah, that was
a tough one.
And the Hydromatic was a little tough, but
I didn't think so. Come on, Paul.
He got it.
I got it.
He got it.
There was definitely a couple I was sleeping on that I was just too scared to say.
Yeah.
You lose the confidence in the question.
You get knocked down a few times. Yeah.
You get beat in the head, you get chopped in the head a few times. I don't get chopped in the head again.
Yeah, the one with two answers was confusing.
That was a tough one. Maybe no more two answer ones, because that one you got to get.
Yeah, that was really hard.
Yeah, that was a really hard one.
My brain was so hard on the first one.
The volume.
That I could not think about the second one.
Yeah.
I was so hung up on the first one. two questions. Two questions are tough.
Well, make Daily Doubles, just make them an answer, though.
Yeah, and not...
Now, two parts.
I was like, oh, this one has two answers. It's a daily double.
Yeah.
But
no, I get it. No criticism. I'm just saying, that was great.
Yeah,
that was
pretty
fantastic.
Pretty cool, those W body guys showing up and showing out, buying a crap ton of coilovers.
Dude, that blows
my
mind.
That blows me away. That's one of our newer products.
Yeah. That's three or four years.
3 or 4 years.
Three years we've been selling that, and that one is the most out of any?
Top by sales dollar amount. Year to date.
That is insane. Shout out to you W-Body guys, man. I can't even hate.
It's a killer upgrade. I mean, you think about all the Grand Prix or any W-Body on the road, start looking at strut options. You want a good performance strut, and you're up there into the coilover price, and that's literally what we brought them to market to be
what I love,
a top hat. You get all the adjustability.
Yeah.
It's a complete drop-in replacement for everything that's worn,
Unlike the BCs, with the BCs, they're good, but you don't get the top hat with them. With ours, you get a perfectly...
Yeah, the rear's got camber adjustment now.
It's nice because you get to replace so many worn-out components with the coilovers.
20-year-old plus
and
items.
That's the thing that a lot of people don't consider when they're buying lowering springs is they're just expecting to whip their old springs off and put them back together.
Yeah.
But you got bump stops, you got worn struts, you got top hats. Like, it adds up.
The pogo washers. Yeah. Like, yeah. You got to buy so many parts. And
just to make it work.
And then you get into it, and then you got that, like, grenade of taking that nut off the top plate. Like,
yeah, like, don't do it like me.
Just drop the whole thing.
16, putting lowering springs on the Saturn, sitting there with a wrench, and then it just goes all over the garage.
I just usually stand on the top plate itself and zing the nut off and just let the strut shoot across the floor. I've never had a situation. It just shoots about 20 feet away. Yeah, and you're good. Like,
I just bought some spring compressors on Amazon about 10 years ago, and I still have them. And they work just fine.
At the time, I took mine to a shop to do H&R lowering springs. I was too scared.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
So, spring compressors take too long. I just want to get it done. Let's get this done.
He wants to die right now.
Just zing that nut off and just...
Tim's like six bolts out.
So, something I saw yesterday, too, I think it'd be a cool thing to talk about just for the last 20 minutes, is car rivalries. I saw a video yesterday of an LSJ racing an ACR SRT4.
Oh, yeah,
For those people that don't remember, back in the early days of the Cobalt SS, that was the rivalry. All the LSJ guys were trying to beat the SRT4 guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have a stage 2 LSJ against a stock SRT, and they would win. But then the SRT does one thing, and then the LSJ guys were doing as much as they could to try to keep up. And that was, the LSJ had two main rivals. It was the SRT4s and the Ford Lightnings. The Ford Lightning dudes.
Like the truck?
Yeah.
Really?
They were surprisingly, there were so many videos of Cobalt SS versus Ford Lightning out there.
Huh.
And then the SRT4 guys. And then the SRT4 guys, there was a war with SRT4 guys came over to like the Cobalt forums. We're talking shit about how slow our cars are.
I remember that.
But then the LNF came out, and then the LNF started gapping people.
Yep.
Ryan D trivia, my very first street race was against the SRT4.
Well, it had to be.
Yeah. Like, I had a Han Racecraft Catback on the car before I was even Wizzy Pads, a Snowball. Back before that, it's a totally stock car. Got it like 5 days. And then I went to this place called Doty Road in Chicago, and it was an old street race spot.
Yep.
And this guy was like, oh, dude, this one of those new turbo Cobalt. So I'm pulling up to the line. Me and my buddy in his old Honda Civic were going to race. He rushed in front of him. I was like, no, I can't race him. I can't race. So then I was like, you know what? Fine. Go to the line, do the LNF, you know, launch control.
Yeah.
Sounds tip.
Wow, wow, wow.
Like, did that. Launched it, no lifted every gear, beat him by half a car the whole way
nice.
Down. So that was my very first race. He's like, dude, this thing mod yet? I'm like, dude, I have a Catback that I had the dealer install on this thing. And it sounded stock. It was quiet.
So on that, what would have been the biggest rival to the Grand Prix?
Would it have been
like the Camaro and...
Definitely the Mustangs.
Yeah.
I'd say like anything.
Five valve Mustangs.
Oh, man, like... Back then, Mustangs were terrible.
Oh, they were so slow.
Oh, yeah.
They were full terrible. Yeah, a Grand Prix GTP would probably beat a brand new Mustang off the showroom floor.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, 200.
That was a bad era of Mustang.
Yeah, like 240 horsepower versus, like, they're rated, like, 230.
Yeah.
And I was, like, overrating it because they were super slow.
Yeah, they were definitely overrating Mustangs back then.
Then you put a 3-4 pulley on it.
On the old days of the Grand Prix forums, what was the Grand Prix rival? Like, I'm unaware. Like,
I mean, everything. The greatest thing of the Grand Prix was it was all the 40-somethings of the time sneaking in a mod car into their family of, like, a wife and two or three kids.
Yep.
Like, All of our customers in the original days were 40-somethings. And they all would call me and say, don't call this number. Yeah. Do not call
don't
this number.
Don't include the backing slip.
Yeah. Because I was always like, taking phone orders. And I would be like, you know, name and address and phone number and all this. And he was like, okay, I'm going to give you my phone number, but put on it, do not call.
Yeah.
Like, so they hide mods from the
wife. They don't want it coming across the home phone. ZZ Performance. Yeah. What is this?
So Matt is saying that the Lightnings and the Grand Prix had a rivalry, or maybe the SHOs. So, I mean, that would be a slight...
SHOs probably were a pretty decent for stock.
Yeah. Think so? I guess, guys.
I think they made similar power. I think an SHO made like 230.
Because the old ones were naturally aspirated VHs, right?
No, you're talking about the SHOs?
The old, not the new ones.
They're talking the old ones like the V6.
The Yamaha engine.
Yeah,
Yamaha high strung, no torque having.
Yeah, that's like, true. No torque.
Like
where the Grand Prix would just walk it.
Yeah, the Grand Prix would murder an old school SHO.
Somebody said Caravan.
Because I don't
RT.
Even know. I don't even know if the V8 SHO was quicker. Was it?
I don't think so.
Because it was like heavier and it, like.
Because that was the really ugly one.
It was terribly ugly.
And then they were all automatics.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and then they moved into the EcoBoost ones eventually down the line.
Yeah, the EcoBoost, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of the Marauders. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah. I was saying, like, was that like a rivalry? Like, the Marauders and the...
Those are so rare, so limited were production. They?
Okay.
So
okay.
They weren't really a thing.
If you want to find a clean Marauder now, it's like 20, 30 grand.
That's
kind of crazy.
They are real, like...
They're cool cars.
That's a really weird car that, like...
I would say it's more akin to the old Impala SSs.
Yeah.
Like LT1, big body, couch having ass, you know.
Yeah, for sure. That is like, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, Gordon, I'm glad you mentioned it. The Mazda Millennia comes with a supercharger on it. Phenolic rotors.
What?
What?
Yes. Roots blower, phenolic rollers, rotors.
That is insane.
That's a pretty neat, it's a neat car that never really got any love.
The Millennia, was that the two-door one, or was that because they had the 323 and the 626 for a while, and those were just kind of cars?
I'm pretty sure they were all four door, but somebody with Google can like jump in.
Okay,
but see, like, what's cool about this, we don't have that anymore.
No,
like, there's not many times you can think of, like, even the Sonics and stuff, like, we don't have the Sonic dudes battling it out with
that's true.
Fiesta ST dudes and stuff like that, or like, you
Which
don't
would
have
be a pretty decent.
Yeah,
run.
Like, even the Camaro guys. Like, Camaro guys, I'm kind of calling you out here. We don't have the LTG Camaro guys battling out with the 234 guys. We just don't have anyone that's really doing it. Granted, like, they're comparable cars, but you don't see them like, oh, yeah, I got my buddy's 2-3 Mustang and stuff. They're being older 5.0s and older stuff. But, like, man.
MSW, I love that shout out, too. Contour SVT.
Yep, I remember that one.
That was basically the Taurus 3-liter, but it was a 2.5. My buddy had one that was all modded out, and he put the Taurus 3-liter in his Contour.
Ah,
so he pulled the 2.5 out and put his 2.5 heads, if I recall, on the 3-liter engine and put it in the car.
That had probably the coolest intake manifold I've
ever
seen.
Those intake manifolds.
That was sweet. Well, and it was early times of, because I think they had variable runners.
Yeah.
Like they had a long one and a short one that went to the same cylinder, and they changed depending on RPM.
Man.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Man, like, what is crazy too, like Tim brought up earlier, like the V8s, it's great. Like, I think if you look at the V8s of the day, you will see how far technology's come.
Oh, yeah.
Because back, like, in the mid-90s and stuff like that, you had, like, the Bonnevilles were V8s and stuff like that. And they were slow.
I had a Grand Prix, which is the same car.
Yeah.
I had an 84 Grand Prix with a 305. Yeah. Like, it was so slow.
Those, like, the V8s of that time were not impressive.
No, and it really wasn't until 2004, 2006 when they started. I mean, it was like the introduction of the LS1.
Yes.
Was really when it started.
Yeah.
To
what
actually
the,
work.
Maybe a 97, late 97, early 98? First year?
99 was L- 99 to 01.
Yeah.
Was LS1 time.
They were a little bit 90, behind the Grand Prix. 99?
Yeah. So, well, what is interesting about this too, because I'm getting back all the old surprise cars of that time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about one that I know our company, it's not really what we work on and stuff, but the 03, 04 Mustang Cobras.
Oh, yeah.
With the blowers.
Man, like, see,
that's, when I said Mustang against Grand Prix earlier, that's kind of what
that's
I was
what you were thinking.
To.
Oh, that Mustang murdered everything, though. Every, like,
that
like
was
Ford,
the street terror car.
Ford had all their Mustangs were slow.
Yep.
They all sucked from like the Fox body into the 90, you know,
95,
the 94. Yep. Like, yeah, like they were all terrible. And then they come out with this Cobra. I swear somebody in Ford was like, you know what? We're sick of being the slowest sports car made of all the manufacturers.
Yep.
Let's freaking throw this. Let's put a Cobra together.
Uh-huh.
And then they ran it for 2 years.
Yeah. Because
it's one of the coolest cars ever made.
Yep.
Like.
But no, it was even crappier. So, no, they ran it for four. But the first 2 years was nasty aspirated. But then the last two years, they put the M112 blowers on there.
Yeah.
But, man, so when I was with the Snowball and stuff, you, if a 03, 04 Cobra came up, wing, you know, we come through the parking lot, you were like, that's serious. Like, and then everyone's like, all right, who wants to race? And he's calling out everybody in there. You know how many 03, 04 Cobras I raced with a freaking Cobalt? So many. I asked you guys, because like, I was sent, because the Cobalt at the time was like, it was the, I was a little assassin car, because no one knew what this thing was. Yep. I had my ZZP S252 kit, making 430.
And so back in what year?
And back in like 2011.
And so, that's a fast car.
Yeah, that was
still, I mean, any 400.
I remember there was a guy, and I'm gonna throw out some names. Obviously, you guys don't know the names, but the guy's name was Reggie. He had Reggie coming up. He was a Southside brother, and he had a black 04 Cobra.
Yep.
He was talking smack against four cylinders and all that stuff, and I had ran around with a gang of DSM guys.
Mm.
And so I was like, I had a guy with a Glant VR4, a guy with a DSM that never ran, you know, another guy with, and I was the fastest guy in the crew, you know, with the Cobra. So he comes up like, Ryan, we got to send you to take out Reggie. I'm like, all right, let's go do it. So they call Reggie, come on down to the spot. We got a car for you. He's like, y'all ain't got nothing for me. He's like, we got a Cobra for you. And then he laughed.
Yep.
I raced that car. That was the closest race, but I got him by about a car. Tossing it in the fourth on the highway.
Woo.
We were moving, but that
fourth
thing,
or fifth?
Fourth. We were moving. But man, that thing.
Sounded so good.
I still would love to own one. The problem is if you buy one, the first mod is a race seat.
Oh, the seats were terrible.
Yeah.
Like, the seats were not great, but the seat position,
bad.
They're all made for people that are like 5'5".
Yeah.
You're a 6-foot tall person, your knees are like touching the steering wheel. You're like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
So, race seat, boom, done. Fixed.
They also came, I've seen two in my life with a Mr. Chrome.
Yes.
Cobras.
Oh, yeah.
That is a beautiful color
so,
in person.
You know, the new Mustang GTD is coming out.
Yep.
And they have, when you order it, you can get any color, like Porsche's paint to sample. But people started ordering Mr. Chrome. And Ford was like, nope, we can't do it. Can't do it. No way. And people really? Were like, I'll pay you, you know, $30,000 extra. And they're like, nope.
If you think about it.
Because now, if you have a Mr. Chrome Mustang and want any sort of body part repainted, it's thousands and thousands of dollars.
Isn't that the car that back in the day there was a guy that could spray it?
I think so.
And
like in the whole
US. You'd have to pay this guy to travel to your location and like paint the car at the dealer.
I think it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
Like there's only one or two people in the entire United States.
Because I saw that. Like I saw the Mysticrome on the non-supercharged Cobra. And I was like, and it was like mind-blowing. It was like,
insane.
Oh, it's an
never
thing.
You've never seen anything like that before back then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, that's a wild car. Oh man, look at that. Look at the Trofeo.
Oh, it's Trofeo?
Is that what your mom had?
Mm-mm.
No, what did she have? The little
I remember what it was. I'm forgetting.
It's not a Trofeo though.
What was it? Old Trofeo.
I've never heard of an old Trofeo.
It's a really neat car.
Yeah.
It's like the car that we like. Yep. Old classic, really neat, unique car. Like
the cool old Berettas. Yeah. You're all buying Berettas.
Yeah.
I am not buying a Beretta.
Oh man, I would so own a Beretta.
I'll give you my share of Beretta.
Yeah, GM Gordon mentioned GM used to offer a blower for the quad four, which would have been
hey,
really
you know what? I got a subject, you guys. All you guys online, like, throw them in. So I've got this Tale of the Dragon group that a lot of us go to. And we've been talking about, like, doing a joke year of, like, $4,000 budget, coolest freaking car. Throw out your favorite $4,000 or less cool cars, underrated 4,000?
Cars. Car purchase price, $4,000, and then you can mod it?
All in budget.
Or all in budget.
All in budget.
Kind of all in budget.
All right, I got some tennis shoes. I got some tennis shoes. That's about all $4,000 is going to get you these things.
I've pretty much found, like, you know, with me, like, my hobby is, like, looking for cars for sale.
Yeah,
so it's like, I've come up with a lot of cool $4,000 cars before.
Ain't no way. Come on.
I'll let everybody throw theirs in for a while, and then I'll throw the one that I have on top of my list.
I want to hear yours right now. I don't want to wait.
I feel like you could find a Vibe GT with the 6-speed, the 2ZZ.
A Vibe GT? Those things were like a few years ago. They were like $7,000.
I don't know. Maybe not, but I think that'd be pretty fun.
That'd be pretty fun.
One thing about online is there are websites that you can spend times three the price for the same car if you go to this place to look for the vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or if you just look for this vehicle and you just find somebody that just has this S-Box in their backyard that needs an alternator or something, but they don't feel like dealing with it, you can find good deals on them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Especially if you're searching for a specific car, you go to that page, like on Facebook, find that group. And then just chill out for a little while, and somebody offers something up, and you're like, "Oh yeah."
What's that? Go ahead, Bo.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I was just gonna say this also falls into the stuff Tyler and I used to smack talk about: a $5,000 budget, build a platform car, and then we got a road course race it, we got to drag race it, and we got to do like a
cruise or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's also apply that to the same thing. So like a $4,000 or $5,000 budget. That's $1,000. Let's change it to $5,000.
Yeah.
All in. Like, you have to buy the car, and obviously every car needs some things. Like, I don't think maintenance items should be required, or like in that. So like, if that's it needs an alternator, like an alternator shouldn't be included.
That's it. It's hard cap, man.
No, I agree with Bo, because if you say
you just buy some shit box that needs a lot of parts.
That's
true. You could buy $800 cheat
code. So if you get a car that is not included in, you like Bo said, you could buy one like that, but also tags need to be included. Like if you're talking about $4,000,
you can't do that. That eats into it too much.
$4,000.
This is a little insight into how Tim's brain works when it comes to cars. That part of the car budget doesn't count. It's what I paid for it and how much the turbo costs. That's all we're factoring in, man.
Tires are maintenance. Brakes are maintenance, you know.
It's all maintenance. I got to stop saving. And then you got to get this thing across the dang.
I'm basically saving this car, you know. I'm keeping it out of the scrapyard.
Tim, all right, Bo, what's yours?
You know, well, it depends. If we're talking about the Tilla Dragon Trip.
Yep.
It'd have to be some kind of LSJ.
You buy no LSJ for all in $4,000?
I think you could. Oh, well, I think you easily could.
Yeah.
Are LSJs that crappy right now?
You really like?
You gotta find one that needs something.
Oh yeah, there have been a few.
There's find one that needs a tranny or something. Like,
yeah, there was that one in South Carolina this week. It was blue, my blue, and it actually had a front bumper. It was only $2,000. It wouldn't start.
Yeah,
ain't no LNF going for $2,000.
$2,000 LSJ, timing set, clutch, lowering springs, tires. That's about it.
Okay,
that's a pretty solid choice.
That's a pretty solid choice.
I don't know. Pretty solid choice. Tim, I want to hear your choices. You're hyping us up right now.
Late '80s Toyota MR2.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is that that's not the SW20, right? No, that's not, because that's the 92.
The really boxy one, right?
No, the boxy one.
Yeah.
The boxy one.
You that's cool
because when that you pulled in, nobody would expect it. I pulled in an LSJ, they'd be like, LSJ, no shit.
Yeah.
See, my thought is mine is Lotus-inspired. That is a Lotus-inspired late 80s car.
But you also have a car that's trying to kill you the entire time.
Maybe. I'll fix it. I mean, obviously, you go to the track. You go to the track like once or two, and you try it out. See, MSW, like you don't need a ton of power when it comes to Tail of the Dragon.
You don't. More. Less
it's all about cornering. Like if you can maintain cornering speed, so obviously you get a car and you find a good deal on some used race tires or something. And then you take it to the track and you figure out like what does this car need?
Yep.
You know, there's gonna be something that's a huge red flag.
Got one. Tyler, what's your I got one too. What is yours? I have my idea for one.
This is like a second, like if you regret your first decision.
If I regret my Vibe GT. I don't know if they'd be any fun, but a Chrysler Crossfire.
That's way too expensive.
I don't think you can get one for that.
Dude,
much.
You can't
can
get
you?
One for that.
A non-SRT 6
really?
One, I bet
like
you
10
could.
I thought there was 10 grand last time. Granted, it was like 5 years ago. I don't know.
I've never. I figured you'd find one.
Man, that's
somewhere.
Because
that'd
people,
be cool.
Dude, because you know, it's like the Prowlers. People think they're worth a bajillion dollars.
Yeah.
The Crossfires, I think they're expensive.
Like, when you talk about that, it makes me second guess my decision and start thinking like a base model Sky or Solstice.
Yeah.
Those could be cheaper.
You could
because
definitely
you don't
one.
Need power, so you don't need the turbo.
No. Yeah.
And the, and like my Black Sky is the fastest road course car I've ever driven.
Mine? A last gen Toyota Celica.
Ooh, like GTS?
Like a GTS.
Yeah.
Because
yep. Also a 2ZZ.
Also a 2ZZ.
It's basically a Vibe GT.
A better Vibe GT. But the reason I say it is because it's a small car.
Yep.
They're cheaper because they're not really desired. They come in auto or manual. If you find a manual GT-S or GTS, that's with the 2ZZ. The GTs come with the 1ZZ.
Yep.
And there's a ton of parts out there for them. And it's this weird, undesired sports car. Tuner car.
Yeah,
I've always thought they look really cool.
I always love the way they look.
I love and so you know how we all have those cars we're kind of guilty about liking. That's mine. Yeah. I love the last gen Celica. And like when I see them done wrong, I'm like, ooh, you paint it, you get some wheels on it, you lower it, you put a cool body kit.
Like
on
what
it.
Gordon said.
Gordon, let's
basically see. What you said.
Yeah, it's a Mercedes. It's a Mercedes. So
yeah,
the Celica All-Track. Basically like
no, that's even
that's the four wheel drive ones
because okay. That's the all wheel drive one with the four S GT they're expensive.
My buddy Tom had an all track Celica. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Had full bolt ons.
But I would get the front wheel drive 2ZZ one, and they got a bunch of parts out there like undercover parts for them, and they're light and they handle pretty good.
Yeah.
I can get some.
I got
10 times over Godspeed, you know.
I also quarters. Got one other
what
option.
Is it?
It'd be a F-body 3800 Camaro with a manual.
Ooh,
are they that? Are they pretty cheap?
It'd probably use up all your damn budget, so you'd have to make sure it was somewhat put together.
But it's a straight axle.
I'm not saying it's going to be the best, but as far as getting you there and home,
yeah.
In a $1,000 car that you're going to enjoy.
What? No, both on itself. Because think about it. For each individual person, like who better to have a 3800 car than Bo?
Yeah,
he's gonna know it inside and out. He's gonna be able to do anything he wants to with it,
I think he can tune it for free. I think brakes and tires on that.
Yeah,
and it would wheel
and an exhaust.
Dude, the Japanese dudes, they love importing the LS1 ones. They put body kits on them and they drift them. Like
it does have a straight axle, but brakes and tires, and it wouldn't be terrible. It'd be pretty terrible.
It'd be bad, but who better to have a 3800?
It's kind of heavy, it's kind of big, and it's straight axle. I think it would get gapped.
I think
it would get gapped. I like, Austin in there said Monte Carlo SS. Like, we know Bo knows how to make that handle.
But those are like $8,000 because those dudes think that they're gold.
Well, W-bodies are too expensive.
They are. You don't need an SS, though. Like, the base model, I don't think it matters.
He said.
But, you know, I'm taking that and I'm downplaying it. Like, if you just got a Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Like, a 3.4?
It's kind of. No, not a 3.4.
We got to get
a 3.8 one for sure.
Okay.
But like, what are you talking about? Like an Earnhardt Edition SS for under $4,000?
It doesn't exist.
That is not
that's like
happening.
A $15,000 car.
Yeah, add a 10 onto that.
Yeah.
You got to search, man.
I don't think you can buy a rust-free, let's say it is rusty, but like not rotted.
Yeah.
Supercharged 3800 for less than $4,000.
Yeah,
no,
that's what
I'm
saying,
guys. So.
Remember, the price gap has changed. A few years ago, you can get like a $2,000 Grand Prix. Now, every Grand Prix on the planet is like $8,000.
Oh, look at Deuce Bigelow. Like, he's kissing up to you right now. Like, oh,
you,
man.
You ain't getting a Regal GS for $4,000.
Oh, no, I bet you could find a Regal GS. Some old lady who just
maybe.
Died.
Maybe.
It'd be tough. You'd have to scour.
You have to be
but
lucky.
I bet you could find one.
Yeah,
boys.
It'd have to be a deal.
Hey,
boys.
William Kish, you're gonna have to send in emails, man. Like we'll forward them to the powers that be, and like
trust
maybe...
me, if you guys want more power hours, you guys gotta say something.
Let's do something, yeah.
You gotta... A Toyota Cressida. What is that's like JDM, dude? Like
that's
where are you?
Expensive as everything.
Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah, Ryan says 3,800 Camaros are basically free these days. Isn't that transmission that T5 horrible though? Like if you were to turbo it.
Yeah, but I mean, not in this situation. I have no personal experience with the T5. I think it's been good to a lot of people, but just like the 65E, everybody's like, they suck.
Yeah.
Hey, fine. So we're talking about cars for $4,000 all in.
Yeah.
A 2012 LHU is like 15, brother. Oh, my God.
It really is.
That's like, yo, guys, it's 5:05.
Yep. We're past 5. What are we doing this weekend?
Give me something.
I'll start.
Long weekend,
we
Labor Day.
Long weekend, guys. So please be patient. We're not here on Monday.
I see.
We need a month. Need a break.
See the hole right there.
I got the.
Oh, the strainer.
I had great plans. I was doing a lot of firsts this weekend, but all my plans got canceled.
Oh. Well.
Hey, guess I got something for you to do. Monday.
Oh.
Gratton.
You get the time close.
Oh.
What?
It closed like days ago.
The what closed?
The sign. The
oh,
room.
Really?
Yeah.
You're saying that.
No, it closed.
I bet you could get in.
Just roll up, Sam. Right,
dude. I could get you in.
We'll see.
So, Tim will get you in.
That's Monday, but I'm talking about over the weekend.
You gotta tell me
weekend.
Like right now though, but I'll get you in there.
Oh, the weekend. Weekend, I have no plans. Mom's coming up Sunday, I think. But other than that,
yeah,
cool.
That's my
Tim.
I've got some ATSV stuff to do this weekend, probably.
Ooh,
nice. My ATSV made 694 wheel today. 694. So got to do some more testing on that.
Grab that 7700.
I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna try to. And then got the autocross. Bo and I. And are you in?
No, I'm up north.
Come on, man. So Bo and I at least, and
Noah,
a couple others.
Noah, Adam,
Dakota.
Yep. So you guys got five.
Gratton Autocross.
I just found
team.
Out that Power Strokes have a valve cover gasket that with an electrical plug in them. My mind is blown. You can't just
the glow plugs and injectors are integrated into the valve cover gasket.
What in the diesel? Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah. But what are you doing this weekend?
Like Tim said, Gratton Autocross. It's our favorite autocross of the year, besides the fall one because it's not hot as heck.
Yep.
And then otherwise. Got the HHR on jack stands, man. Hopefully I have the cradle on the ground and do some looking at it. Draining the transmission fluid.
Do.
It looked like the engine oil. And it's only 6 months old. And drained the engine oil and it looked like coolant. And I just got a lot to figure out right now. Sarah needs it on the road and running by snowfall.
Oh,
so we got that working
that
against us.
Boys, that dirty S-word you just said ain't far away. It's about to be September.
Man,
I got another HHR you can buy if you want to.
Oh.
Might have to keep that option in my back pocket.
I got a Regal you can buy if
there's
you want.
No coolant in the oil.
You're not kidding, Tim. It's looking more and more appealing every
Even
day.
Even though it's getting real close to the season when I need that Regal.
Cavalier Z24.
Nope.
That would have been a good one.
Nope.
Ooh.
Can you find one? Probably not for $4,000.
That's not
completely rusted out.
Yep, nope.
I haven't even seen a Cavalier in... A
no,
long
they're
time.
All gone.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, there's like
they're
SRT4s.
All
you haven't seen no SRT4. There's one SRT4 right now. See,
yeah,
like,
back to your SRT4 thing. Those just fell off the map in the last 5 years.
I still think that they're kind of cool cars, like the Neon and
sure,
the Calibers.
Very cool. They came factory straight pipe.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I take back the Caliber,
dude.
The Caliber is way better.
The Caliber SRT4, dude. the Caliber SRT4.
It's way better than
it's
the
It's so
Neon.
Cool. You lower it, put some wheels on it. That thing is.
It's
tough.
An HHR SS.
It's an HHR. You like HHRs, kind of.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I used to.
I'm
really
too tall
one.
For an HHR.
Plus, they came with a cooler, dude.
They did come with a cooler.
They did
Wait,
come with a cooler.
Maybe if I sat
no,
in
an
Aztec
cooler
and
you
I didn't
like
oh,
right.
and I didn't look out the roof.
You
yeah.
You sit like a car in the Caliber. Huh.
So I saw a really done up nice one the other day for sale, like really nice, and I was like, wow. I didn't even know these were still around.
Yeah. Like, you so...
They just fell off the map.
For being such a popular car in the when they were out, you cannot
died.
Go to any... You cannot go to any car meet and not see an SRT4.
Well, none of them have transmissions anymore.
Yeah.
They blow all up.
Yeah.
Is that a limiting factor of those?
Yeah. The factory third gear just goes, whoop.
Oh, like, hey, so it's an F-35.
Worse. Yeah. Like, worse.
Oh, boy.
What's their upgrade options?
Nothing.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the problem.
To be fair...
I think
if
people
you,
build
you,
them.
Yeah,
but.
If you think about it, you really like we're like different. But you don't see Cobalts anymore either.
I see a lot of Cobalts.
Well, yeah, we see a lot of
yeah,
Cobalts.
Yeah, we see them because
like
true.
If like when I
when
I
you're say, out driving
when,
regular
when
traffic,
out driving
yeah.
and stuff, it's very like we're being around here at ZZP, you see them. But when I go to Tuner Evo or Wetfest, people are like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, I don't know any Cobalts still around.
That's very true.
I got that a lot.
That's very true.
We were very cobalted up this week.
Oh, yeah.
Shipped a couple, but I was walking through the shop. I was like, full bolt-on, big turbo cobalt. Full bolt-on, big turbo cobalt. Full bolt-on, big turbo cobalt. I'm
yep.
like, goodness.
Yeah.
That's how we like it. And by the way, like customers, like we love you, like Cobalt mod guys.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
That is such an underrated car. Like, that is such an amazing car. Like, please, please stay in it.
Yeah.
We want to stay in it as well.
Yeah, guys. I'm going to say this from a very personal standpoint. Like, whether it be an LSJ, 2.2, 2.4, it doesn't matter. Take pride in your vehicle, please.
Yep.
There is not, like, just because you bought it for cheap doesn't mean you got to treat it like it's cheap.
Yeah, don't
car.
Be sloppy mechanics
don't
on it.
Don't be sloppy
like,
mechanics
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, the whole mod process isn't going to be easy.
No.
And it, like, to do it right, it takes a lot of work and effort.
Keep it clean. Wear with your badge of pride.
Yep.
You have just nothing wrong with it. It's a great car. It's a good economy sports compact car.
Yeah.
It is a car that you can have fun with and there's nothing wrong with it. I talked to a guy back on the CobaltSense.net days right now. He's gonna come back remote tune with us. He has 40K on his LSJ.
Woo!
You're about to be tuning it real soon.
Wow.
But 40K.
40K.
That is I'm only 30K or 40K ahead of him. But like, holy crap, man.
Dang.
How are you doing?
Going up to Irons to my buddy's cottage, lake house. Mansion thing, it's a pretty cool place. They just finished building it this year, but yeah, we'll be up there, just hanging out, drinking, bonfiring, and jet skiing.
Is this an invite for all of us?
Come on,
they drive on up. I'll get my hair cut.
Hey, there we go.
Oh wow, that's a terrible highlight.
All right, everybody.
Oh dude, that is my highlight.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you in a month for the next EZP Power Hour number 170. Let us know what you want to see. Peace.